This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Wow, guys, here we are. It's 7 minutes past seven, and this is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Tonight, you are joined by myself, Dil, and Vic.
Aloha.
Aloha. I love how that was a bit Spanish in there.
I just don't know what I was trying to do then. And I'm getting into the spirit of things thanks to our guest. So
yeah?
Well, she's from...
She's from?
Flowrider.
Flowrider.
So I thought, well, they have Hawaiian people there, don't they?
Sure.
Sure, we're gonna go sure.
We're gonna, right, we're gonna go sure. Of course we do.
So we have an amazing show on tonight. We will be talking about trans suicide. So this is a topic that is not real. Like, we hear about it, but we don't really know the full impact. So Steph is gonna come on and have a chat with us a little bit later on, and just talk about these issues and her story. Because Steph had a trans friend, a member of the trans community back in the States, who took their life. So it's really important that we get these stories out there. And if you may have lost somebody as well, this might be, you know, a nice time for us to have a bit of a chat and to, you know, to talk.
Spread the word and spread the love.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you have anything that you'd like to say, anything you'd like to join in on this conversation, be sure to get those questions ready. You can text us in on 0427-JOY-949 or call front desk on 1300-JOY-949. Or if you have something a little bit longer to say, you can send us an email on onair@joy.org.au. We've also got Gay School coming up at half the hour, so that should be pretty fun too.
Always fun, Gay School.
Oh, absolutely.
I love hearing what politicians have to say.
I just love those statements that come out and you're just like, wow.
Yeah.
Like,
how are you in politics?
Like Bernardi with his the bestiality comments like in late 2012. That was just like, really?
He was for real.
Really?
Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
An educated man himself made such a ridiculous comment.
And then members of the Catter Party a couple of weeks ago, how they were putting pedophiles akin to homosexuals. And it's just like, really? And then how he did, they, the Catter Party were saying they didn't want, well, members of the Catter Party said they didn't want their kids to be taught by homosexuals. And Mia Freeman, I love that girl.
She's pretty cool, isn't she?
Yeah, just when she shredded them. It's awesome. I love a good verbal shredding.
And only the women can do that best.
Yeah.
I find, anyway.
Yeah.
I've been the victim of myself, like of a couple myself. So safe to say that it's man, wrath of a woman, I'm telling you.
Do you know, one of my good friends, she's in a same-sex couple and she has the sharpest tongue. Like, seriously, when Shell gets angry, you get running. Like, you just get out of there, man, before she focuses it on you.
Protect yourself at all times. Find shelter.
Find shelter from Shell.
They'd be like, they should have like a bomb shelter.
Yeah.
Like, I would actually have one in my house just to hide from, like, my partner. I think when...
A verbal bomb shelter.
Oh, for sure.
I like it.
It needs to be done. Otherwise, because I'm known for just saying stupid stuff. So, it just has to be done at times.
Vic, what did you get up to on the weekend, love?
Oh, well, I'm slightly crippled now. I tore something around my ankle, the capsule. So, the ligaments and the capsule are no longer connected anymore. Do you know how that makes me feel?
Terrible.
Very, extremely terrible.
So, no dancing.
No dancing, slightly crippled walking, and pretty much just, well, I should really have a crutch. At least one crutch.
Should
I don't
need a cane.
Yeah, or a cane. Yeah.
You could look real fancy with a cane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but then I think people might mistake me for like the wrong age. I'm a bit too young for a cane.
Do you know, what if you like start dressing up like, I don't know, Clockwork Orange style?
Ooh.
We could make it
work. It would just be a statement.
Yeah. you know, Stanley Kubrick, you know, he's left a bit of an impression.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? It's a battle wound. I mean, I was trying to party and, you know, I came out, I kept dancing. So that's all that matters, really.
Ah, oh, absolutely. You know, I love those like random weekend injuries. A couple of weekends ago, Steph and I thought I broke my toe after dropping a tremendously heavy thing on my toe. And then we went out dancing.
Yes.
What did I tell you about lifting dance heavy like objects still? You're not ready for it yet.
Not ready for it. I know my arms are so small.
So what did you get up to on the weekend?
I moved house.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
No longer in you.
No, I moved... I moved 10 blocks from where I live now, but it was still, it was insane. I moved yesterday during that 32 degree day, and you always hear about me complaining about how hot my apartment gets.
Oh, yes.
So, this was like moving in 32 degree heat, and I lived at the top of 3 flights of stairs.
Oh, geez.
So, getting all my stuff down, and then when we got to my new place, the stairwell is so narrow, I couldn't get my bed base up the stairs. Or my couch. So, my bed base.
Lovey hangout?
Well, the couch is in the garage and the bed base is like down the street. I was just like, here you go, hard rubbish. Enjoy.
Does the new place at least have aircon?
Yeah, in my room. It has aircon in my room.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, it's
Antarctica,
beautiful.
Here I come, even though it's February.
Oh, it's awesome. George, my cat and I, we were like just lying in the bed, and George, because he was in the apartment all day, so he was not a happy camper by the time we moved.
We're discussing, it was a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about giving your pets the like most common name ever.
Yeah, giving your pets human names. Yeah. So, and he suits a George, you know, if you see him, you're like, that is a George.
I hope people look at me and, like, and they're like, yep, that's a Vicky.
That's a Vicky. I don't know. I think when you, like, I think you're more of a Cheech than Vicky.
Yeah, the Cheech.
Cheech. I like the Cheech.
I like the Cheech.
It just picked up. I really don't know how. I just didn't want people to find me on Facebook. And I was like, ooh, Cheech the Wizard. He's a cartoon character.
Now they're
going to
find you.
Now they're
going to,
oh.
Well, you know what?
I'm looking right now, actually, as we speak.
Hey, guys, it's 30 minutes past 7. We've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy, and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The perfect mix of music, news, and interviews. Joy 94.9.
Generation Next. Love it.
18 minutes past 7. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. You're joined tonight by Dil, Vic, and we've got a special guest in tonight, Steph.
Hello.
Hello. Now, Steph has an amazing story to tell. She'll be an important story to tell. Steph had a friend who was in the transgender community and who they took their lives. So, thank you so much for coming in tonight, Steph.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure.
Because I think this is a really important discussion.
Something that should be talked about for sure.
Absolutely. Mm. Now, do you mind just telling us about your friend? Like, what were they like as a person?
Well, she was hilarious. She was an excellent skier, the girly girl to the max. She actually had a pink helmet and bindings. That'll tell you how girly she was. Always good for a block of chocolate and some trash TV. just really easygoing. From Oklahoma, but moved to Colorado like me, just kind of to ski and hang out.
Yep.
I was like, oh, skiing, Colorado.
Yeah.
Were they male to female to male, or just gender neutral, or?
She was born in Owen, so she was male to female.
Yep.
And what happened to your friend?
Well, in the ski town that we lived in, it's kind of interesting because during the winter, like at the end of the season, everybody leaves, and there's kind of like this lull, this mud season, and Krista had already suffered from depression and some post-traumatic stress disorder and had gone through some dark periods before. But that season when my friend and I, who were close to her, left, we actually felt like she was really, really good and just were confident that she was happy, and we'd call and text and she seemed all right. And then just things kind of, we didn't hear from her for like 3 weeks. And then I got a call that she had taken her own life in kind of a dramatic way. So I was pretty upsetting and shocking. Still shocked when I think about it. I guess I just didn't. Yeah, I feel like I didn't read the signs. Maybe.
Were there any? Did you think if you look back on it, obviously.
If I look back,
You know, when I left, I think she was all right. But I think that maybe the mud season was a factor because there's not a lot of people in town and there's not a lot of people to talk to. And the weather gets really, really bad. I'm downplaying it, but in this small, secluded mountain town, that's a huge factor. Like, there's just nobody there. And I think maybe that, like...
The loneliness, perhaps.
I think it can be depressing even if you're already not prone to depression. And
is it just, like, the isolation?
Yeah. I think that played into it. But I think she should have left for that season and come with us where we were. We went to San Francisco because my good friend and I, who were good friends with her, we had gone to San Francisco and wanted her to come with us. And it's still shocking, but I'm sure there were signs that I wasn't actually there to see because I wasn't in the state.
That's understandable. Yeah.
Now, looking at the stats within the trans community, where a large proportion has committed suicide or attempted suicide at least once, how important do you feel that people need to stand up for the trans community and trans rights?
Oh, it's extremely important. I think that the trans community is probably where the gay community was about 30 years ago.
I'd have to agree with that 100%.
Yeah, where, you know, if you talked about gay issues 30 years ago, it was a little bit like hush-hush, like not as PC, you know, you don't see it on TV and that kind of stuff. And that's probably, exactly where trans is at. It's just something you should talk about and bring out into the open and normalize it. And, you know, it'll get there, but it's something that needs to be discussed, brought into the open and talked about.
I agree with you 100% because the more that we talk about it, the more that we normalize it, as you said, and the trans community, when you, like, from my experience being around the Y gender group,
right.
They are just such lovely people and the most chilled out people.
Exactly.
Because they don't, like, they don't have any pretense. They just see you as a person, and that's all they want to be seen as.
Exactly.
Well.
And it's what they are. It's how they should be seen. And it will be there eventually.
Yeah.
And talking about it helps it, making it normal, making it not a reaction or, you know, making it completely normal. I think it's the only thing we can do.
And I'd just like to quickly just say to anyone listening, if you've gone through a similar experience, feel free to send us a message on 0427JOY949. Or, send us an email on onair@joy.org.au.
I was just curious to know. I haven't really ever been exposed to, I've never really spoken to a trans, like, gendered person or anything like that. So I was curious to know, did they tell you or did you just... Did your friend tell you?
That
they were, like, what they were?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We had a very open, honest conversation a couple of times about it. She was very, very open about it.
That's awesome. I think that's really good because I was going to say, like, I mean, I'm out.
I'm sure it's a case-by-case basis, but I had met some of her other trans friends and they were the same, like, very, very open to talk about it. And, you know, they'd say things like, you know, when I was a boy and that kind of stuff, like, not a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the key thing, not making a big deal.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Asked a lot of questions and they answered them all.
Well, as long as you got questions, then it should be a good thing.
Exactly.
Look, Steph, it's been brilliant having this discussion. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I do. If you are in that situation and you're feeling, you know, down and having those, like, suicidal thoughts, just, you know, talk to your friends. Like, give them a call or a text and let them know how you're feeling. You know, your parents, whoever, just let them know that you're having those thoughts and, you know, they want to help as much as you want to be helped. They want to be there for you. And if I could have been there, it would have been different today. Maybe if she had called or texts, or maybe if I had called more, maybe she'd be here today. So,
yeah. And if
your friends want to hear.
If you feel maybe you don't want to talk to a friend, you don't feel comfortable, there is the gay and lesbian and trans switchboard, and councils are available. And that number is 9663-2939. So, and they've got councillors available. And when you call Lifeline, they actually transfer you through to
straight up.
Yeah. Steph, thanks so much for that. That was absolutely brilliant. We've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Hi, this is Masha Hines, and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
29 minutes to wait. This is Generation Next. Tonight, you are joined by Dil and Vic. And for anyone else who has listened to the interview just before with Steph, and you are feeling a little bit isolated and alone, give the gay, lesbian, bi, transgender switchboard a call. There's counsellors available. That number is 9663-2939.
Gone blurry out of my right eye. What does this mean?
You're looking a bit red in one eye. Like, I don't know if you've seen that episode of The Simpsons where Homer, like, gets his head stuck in the vacuum and the eye gets, like, your eye looks massive,
Homer,
man.
Homer Simpson is my idol. I love that, man.
Do you know who mine is? Roger from American Dad. I know that's really bad, but I just want all of his outfits.
He's just on that. That guy. I just... Oh.
And he's so quick with his, like, I just love his little things, like when he has that borderline personality moment, and then he's like, he still doesn't know that his other persona is still himself, and then he finds the other glove, and he's like, now someone has a glove, and someone has nothing, and then, like, strolls out.
This is Dylan's idol, everybody.
Vindictive.
I think Homer Simpson outweighs him, literally.
So, it has come to that time of the show for Gay School.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside. It's Gay School.
Da-na-na.
I love that little harmony then, Vic.
Just trying to hit the right notes.
We should go on The Voice. A queer youth group gets funding boost. A queer youth counselling service 2010 have received a boost in funding from the federal government, meaning the organisation will take a larger role in helping homeless young LGBTI people. Federal member for Sydney, Tanya Plibersek, announced the government would invest $200,000 in 2010's youth homelessness prevention work over 3 years. 2010 was chosen to receive the funding because the organisation has proven track record of helping LGBTI youth in the city.
The Melbourne Queer Festival is coming up in a couple of weeks. So the Melbourne Queer Film Festival wants under 25s or over 55s for an exciting community film project. 8 lesbian, gay, bi, trans or intersex people can volunteer to make 8 short diverse documentary films voicing the LGBTI community. Organisers want the filmmakers to focus on the stories told instead of technology and will be using iPhones to produce the films, which I think is quite cool. I actually know the iPhone platform they'll be using. It's pretty cool. It's fun.
Is that the on-the-fly app where you can, like, just, like, edit all your videos and it's perfect for, like, the Twitter?
That's for editing, but to actually film it, there's this platform called First Video.
Yeah.
And you can get this little mobile thing to attach to your iPhone and you can pretty much have it on a little mini tripod and...
Oh, awesome.
You can film everything you want, edit it later and, you know, chuck it into different film frames and everything like that. It's pretty sick.
And, hey, if anyone wants to... Well, thinks that's a really cool idea and joining, getting involved with the Melbourne Queer Film Fest, totally feel free to chuck your videos up on the Gen Next either Twitter or Facebook because we'd love to share that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool.
We'd love to know what you do. Hey, a bit of a Grammy wrap-up. In this year's Grammy Awards, gay rapper Frank Ocean took out Best Urban Contemporary Album ahead of clearly unimpressed Chris Brown. I don't think he's actually... Frank Ocean is gay, though. No, he's not.
He had gay tendencies.
Yes, and he did declare that his first love was a man, but he definitely isn't a homosexual. Probably a bisexual.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Ocean was greeted with a widespread standing ovation when he took the gong for his debut studio album, Channel Orange, while everyone except for Chris Brown, who sat in the front row. Just weeks ago, media outlets reported Brown punched Ocean in a parking lot while one of Brown's entourage called the Grammy winner a faggot. Ocean didn't press charges. While Brown left with no wins, Ocean also got a second win for the best rap song collaboration for his part in No Church in the Wild by Jay-Z and Kanye West, featuring himself and The Dream.
Great song, that one. No Church in the World. It. Every time I think about it now, Baz Luhrmann did a great job if he added that to the background.
Oh, The Great Gatsby? So,
yes. Yeah. Every time I hear it now, I'm like, oh, I can't wait for that movie to come out.
That movie, I feel like it was like Nicole Kidman's pregnancy. It just didn't, like, it's just been in progress for so long. Like, it's just, when is it coming? Like,
apparently
when?
Now it's meant to come out mid-year here.
Yeah.
I think it's going to hit the States earlier.
Do you know one that I really want to see?
Tell me.
The remake for Evil Dead. I know Sci-Fi and Scream are probably going to be all over this, but it looks amazing. Because did you ever watch the Evil Dead movies?
I don't watch scary movies.
Okay. Well, the Evil Dead series, they were like B-grade horror movies.
Ah.
And they were just made like slapstick horror, whereas the remake, it's terrifying. It is absolutely terrifying.
See, I got scared off like things like I Know You Did Last Summer when I was like 14.
Then definitely don't type in
YouTube.
And
I watched Saw through my T-shirt. So I don't do scary. I don't pay to get scared. over the weekend, it was the Australasian Gay and Lesbian Open 2013. More than 200 players entered the tournament, making it the largest LGBTI tennis event in the Southern Hemisphere. Events were played for all grades from open to DE for men and women in singles, doubles and mixed. Age events were also conducted for over 40s, 50s and 60s. The tournament is being organised by Tennis Sydney, Australia's largest LGBTI tennis club, and is part of the Mardi Gras Festival and a Master Series event on Gay and Lesbian Tennis Alliance World Tour. Tennis Sydney Tournament Director Dean Madison told the Star Observer last year that the club's committee saw an opportunity for an Australasian event in 2013 in Sydney to complement the Darwin Asian Pacific Out Games for May 2014.
That's damn awesome.
Can you imagine watching? I would have loved to watch them play. I'm not going to lie. I would have made fun of people.
Yeah.
Just because I can.
I just love when you hear them and they're like, you know, when people are playing tennis and they're like, and it's just kind of like the, I don't know.
Would have been doing the grunting though in this Australasian event. Would it have been the men or the males or the females?
Oh, I think the guys, maybe?
Yeah, I actually agree.
Yeah.
And a couple of scary female grunters.
Yeah. I just love it. I love listening to the sound effects because it's like all of, like, I don't know, Arnold Schwarzenegger's like, nyah, nyah, noises like in his action movies. It's great. It tickles me on the inside. So to go with that. And hey guys, if anyone finds something that they want to say or comment on these articles, feel free to join the conversation and text in on 0427-JOY-949 or shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au.
Yeah, Vic's looking at my screen and it's empty.
We're empty. We're not feeling the love. Guys, come on, send us a message.
It's like checking my phone for a message and it's like, oh, no one loves me.
Oh, when you get the phantom like vibrate from your phone, you're like, oh, no.
I think that's a problem. When you think that your phone went off and no.
No, it doesn't.
I actually do that quite a couple of times in a day. I'm just like, oh, yeah, my phone went off. No, it didn't.
Do you know what? It's a quick segue. I know we're in the middle of the news and this is really serious. I got instant karma and that just reminded me. I was walking down the street and I saw someone who I didn't really, like, you know, want
to
talk to. So I just quite tried to do the quick, like, oh, hi, I'm on my phone. And then my phone rang. Instant karma. Instant karma.
You should have just been like, oh, it can play music and you can talk now.
I just think
it's the iPhone 5.
I just went bright red on Errol Street and just ran.
That is not embarrassing at all.
No, not even. No.
I would have been like, oh, yeah, I was just doing a voice memo.
It's a call me tone. So, an Australian basketball in the 2008 Olympian, and sorry, 2008 Olympian, Tully Bevlacqua, has pledged her support of the legislation of gay marriage. Sorry, that was the worst pronunciation ever, I'm just going to say. Saying she wants to wed her female partner in May in her current home, the US state of Indiana. Bevilacqua applauded British MPs for last week's vote in favour of gay marriage in an interview with The West Australian. Lindsay has taken Bevilacqua's surname and the couple has a son via anonymous sperm donor.
Good on him. They had the kid before marriage. I like that.
Yeah.
Just doing it all backwards.
Take that, society.
To marriage equality now. Tasmanian politicians are expected to debate marriage equality this year, coming just 6 months after the upper house knocked it back just last year by 8-6. Greens leader Nick McKim and Premier Lara Giddings have said they will reintroduce their marriage equality bill to the upper house, inspired to reignite the debate by the recent UK vote on marriage equality. McKim told the Examiner newspaper the upcoming election was really important. He said the seat could change hands and potentially lead to more progressive votes, which might be moved to Tasmania if that's the case. And that's a big statement.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be a solo trip, Vic.
Can you imagine everyone just flocked to Tassie?
Flocked to Tassie. Well, that would be pretty cool. I mean, Tasmania does have some really, really beautiful scenery.
It's all natural, though. We'd ruin it.
No, we can get married down there and then it's not recognised in the mainland.
In the mainland. So, we're detached.
We're detached. But yeah, no, I think it's really cool. But Tasmania does have some really weird policies that they also throw in too.
Yeah, like the, such as,
oh, I can't think of right now. Now you put me on the spot. I should have really had something there to go. Just Google it. Hey, you know, seeing as we're not really getting much, many texts, why don't someone quickly show us like a random fact from, I don't know, weird Tassie Parliament things. 0427JOY949, send us a message.
Do they have really weird? I want to know now.
There's some of them. I can't think. Google and it. Now I'm like on the Google spot. It. Yeah, I think we should Google it. Look, we do have some announcements coming up. So after that, I think we'll come back with some
more gay school.
More some gay school and some strange Tassie Parliament facts.
Yeah, I'm on it. I'm on the case.
Vic's on it. Listen to Generation next on Joy 94.9.
Melbourne's most uplifting station is about to take you to new heights. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
You'll never need to miss another show. Check out the Joy Podcasts, joy.org.au.
18 minutes to 8. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. We are trying to find weird Parliament policies in Tasmania, but we can't really at the moment. So we're just going to move on to another article, just to move things along. The New South Wales State Government inquiry into same-sex marriage is nearing the end of its submissions process on Friday the 1st of March. Star Observer gave an updated review of the state of play. In a statement sent to supporters, conservative Christian lobby group Family Voice Australia called on its members to send submissions opposing same-sex marriage to the New South Wales Government Social Issues Committee. However, their efforts do not yet appear to have a substantive effect. The committee is expecting to receive over 750 submissions, and so far those who have submitted have expressed support for state-based gay marriage. The New South Wales Cross-Party Working Group for Marriage Equality is comprised of state MPs from every major party, which is notable in itself. The group used the opportunity provided by the Mardi Gras Fair Day on Sunday last week to raise awareness of the inquiry and encourage people to send submissions in support. State-based same-sex marriage pushes are also expected in South Australia and Tasmania later this year, but may face legal and constitutional complications if legislation comes into conflict with the Commonwealth Marriage Act.
Well, yeah.
That was a lot of C.
It really was. Good news for the French. The French lower house MPs have approved a marriage equality bill to legalise same-sex marriage and allow gay couples to adopt just after a week in the British House of Commons passed its own gay marriage bill. The French National Assembly passed the marriage for all bill with 329 to 229 votes in favour. According to French media outlets, Francais Hollande, socialist pushed the measure through despite 10 ministers abstaining from the vote. The bill must now head to the France upper house, the Senate, on April 2, where it is expected to pass due to the socialist majority.
Hey, France have really going up, like bit of a push because the first baby born 2013, French lesbian couple. Oh yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. And now they're moving towards, you know, passing the marriage bill. Yeah, I'm liking this. I'm liking this quite a bit, to be honest. Illinois passes marriage bill. So the U.S. state of Illinois has passed a Senate measure to legalize same-sex marriage in a vote of 34 to 21 on Valentine's Day. The bill would make Illinois the 10th U.S. state plus the District of Columbia to allow gay marriage. One Republican voted for the measure. Senator Jason Barrickman said he was supporting the bill because of an amendment that would protect churches opposed to same-sex marriage from recognizing them. The Chicago Sun-Times reports that Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and U.S. President Barack Obama have all called on the General Assembly to legalize gay marriage in the state. Similar bills are currently working their way through three U.S. states, including Rhode Island, Hawaii, and Delaware.
Delaware. I think of Tupperware when I hear that. Just going to put that out there. HIV news. Valentine's Day, which we just passed on February the 14th, is International Condom Day. And yeah, youth empowerment against HIV/AIDS. Volunteers said it was no coincidence that love was in the air. Volunteers converged in front of Melbourne State Library with a sexual health flash mob and handed out condoms and spoke to pedestrians about sexual health. The event was part of an international campaign with Condom Day flash mobs held in cities across the globe. Yeah, CEO Alicia Ross says Valentine's Day and International Condom Day really are the perfect partners. How cliche.
Yeah, that is. Have you ever been caught in a flash mob before?
Nope.
That is terrifying.
I really hope that never happens.
A friend of mine was walking in the underpass at Flinders Street, and then, like, one person starts dancing, and then, like, everyone around us started dancing, and I was just like, what is happening to me right now? I was actually a little shocked.
I'm so little that I just feel too vulnerable.
Yeah.
Like, it's a problem. Unless they picked me up and I didn't have to walk and they were just carrying me wherever they were.
If we ever get stuck in a flash mob, I'll totally, like, fireman, hold you out.
Thank
big,
you.
Walk I'll- out.
See, now that I'm crippled, it's quite the perfect time to do so.
Yeah. Vicky has a bit of an injury for anyone who's just tuned in.
Yeah, I got a bit excited on the dance floor.
Smacked her ankle up. Could be a prodigy song.
I actually did. I fell and my ankle ended up somehow beneath me and my ass landed on it. Yeah. Like, tell me that's not a problem.
I'll tell you what, the ankle is always a really weird one. When I was telling Vic earlier on, when I broke my ankle when I was a 15-year-old, I just thought I'd trod on a twig. Like, I just turned around and heard this dry crack and I was like, oh, what was that? And then took another step and was like, oh my God. Yeah. And just on the floor, like, it was so painful. Probably one of the most painful injuries I've had.
Well, lucky you're never going to have kids, man. Like, oh. Coming out of you, so.
Yeah, no, I have a fur family and that suits me fine. Victoria's HIV/AIDS organisation are urging HIV-positive people to start antiretroviral treatment early, as research shows it can lead to healthier lives and reduce the chance of transmission. But access to affordable treatment remains an issue, as current regulations restrict subsidised medication to certain HIV-positive people. Living Positive Victoria has encouraged people living with HIV to start antiretroviral treatment, or ART, early for their HIV infection, and has been backed by the Victorian AIDS Council. ART medication is subsidised under the federal government's pharmaceutical benefit scheme. Living Positive wants to increase HIV medication uptake from current levels of about 50% to 90%. Mike Williams, president of the Victorian AIDS Council and Gay Men's Health Centre, said they fully supported early treatment and that starting treatments earlier is vital to ultimately ending HIV.
Yeah, they're really on the path with actually making that happen. The New South Wales Government HIV/AIDS Advocacy Organisation, ACON, and Sydney Health have all announced major new initiatives to drastically lower the rate of new HIV infections in Sydney and across the state. The Ending HIV campaign is a new joint initiative between the government and ACON. It will focus on the need for regular testing, early treatment of HIV-positive individuals, and encouraging safe sex. It aims to bring down rates of new HIV infection among gay men by 80% by 2020. ACON President Mark Orr said the campaign marked a turning point in the 30-year battle against HIV/AIDS, saying the HIV epidemic could end within 10 years. The Ending HIV launch came just a day after the Sydney Local Health District announced the start its own 5-year plan targeting gay men, people living with HIV, and young people in an effort to bring down the inner city's disproportionately high rates of STIs.
Hmm.
Which I think is quite... I hope they do make that happen, because everything's been rising. So if they plan to eliminate it in the next 10 years, then that's something good to hear for once.
That would be fantastic. And also another thing, just practice safe sex. That's a really, really, really important thing. And we did talk about this in a couple of weeks ago. And how there was stats. And when they surveyed young people, some of them were like, oh, that they were under the influence of alcohol or drugs. So they don't remember if they had safe sex, or they don't care.
Yeah, think it won't happen to them.
Yeah, and here's the thing, it doesn't discriminate. Sexually transmitted infections and HIV, it doesn't discriminate, so.
I work at a medical center. I actually know.
Yeah, so, leading advice from Vic. So, make sure if you're going to have sex, play it safe. Yeah, that's advice from Dill. Great advice. Controversial former CATA Australian Party candidate Bernard Gaynor claims that he has not been kicked out of the party. You might actually remember Gaynor. He made headlines when he defended homophobic comments made by Victorian CATA Party candidate Tess Corbett. Corbett linked homosexuality to pedophilia and didn't want gays, lesbians to be working in kindergarten or childcare centres. Bernard Gaynor said at the time, "I wouldn't let a gay person teach my children, and I am not afraid to say it." The CAP president, Alex McLinden, confirmed that Gaynor's membership of the party had been suspended following the torrent of criticism the party received regarding the comments. However, last week, Gaynor tweeted that he had not been suspended and that this means that the party backs Parton's rights to object to gay teachers and gay marriage. And one thing that I love about this party, they call themselves the Australian Party, but like they've got such minority views.
They got the most minority vote as well, I think.
Yeah. Ha. Sorry,
I just like that his name's Gaynor. Coincidental? I think not.
Yeah, you can tell. I think there might be a lot of repressed hate because I think this guy may have got picked on in high school. And I think that's what it is.
Maybe.
I think that he's just a little scared child. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, look, with a name like Gaynor, I feel you. The Australian Christian lobby claims it is only a matter of time before protection of religious freedoms is diminished in the UK following the passage of marriage equality legislation in the House of Commons. ACL Managing Director Jim Wallace said that although the UK bill allows religious organisations to say no to conducting same-sex marriages, a challenge flagged in the European Court of Human Rights can change that. Legal expert opinion suggests that the court could rule that if same-sex marriage is normalised in law, any church would be obliged to marry same-sex couples, Jim Wallace has said. The passing of this legislation redefining marriage in the UK is yet another demonstration of governments failing to protect freedom of religion and conscience for churches.
This whole argument makes me really angry because they get tax exemptions and they get tax breaks as well, and they also can claim government assistance.
Yes.
Funding. I don't want, like, I know this is in the UK, but look, in Australia, I don't want my money to go to an organisation that hates me.
That's right.
I'd rather my money goes to somewhere like, I don't know, public education system, public hospitals, places that actually would really benefit from tax money.
And everybody would benefit, not just the gay people.
Yeah, exactly. And not the money going to, I don't know, an outworn convention. Like, yeah, that's what I have to say. Look, we're nearly out of time. It is 7 minutes to 8. So, you know, Vic and I are about to moonwalk out of here any moment now. We have one last article we'd like to share with you.
My busted ankle.
The busted ankle. It might be like a moon hop. Federal Shadow Attorney General George Brandis says his party will oppose Labor's draft anti-discrimination bill, but still supports federal discrimination protections for gay and gender diverse people. Last week, the coalition said it would reject the draft bill entirely, which included protection for sexuality and gender diversity for the first time at a federal level. The Attorney General's department presented 4 new options to the Senate committee, which is reviewing the draft bill and the community's views on it. The options addressed concerns over the expansion of terms, insults, offends, and intimidation, found in Racial Discrimination Act. I am going so well with talking tonight. I feel like I'm really getting this radio thing down pat.
After.
Brandis told the Star Observer that the coalition had supported federal anti-discrimination protections for LGBTI people since 2010 election, but Brandis said he believed the current bill would collapse under its own weight before it got to Parliament. In a 2010 election debate with former Attorney General Robert McClelland, Brandis announced that a coalition government will legislate to include sexual orientation as a category with Commonwealth anti-discrimination law. He did say that the coalition would introduce protections in the next Parliament if elected to government this year.
It's not bad.
Yeah. I just don't really trust a politician, like,
and we have a lot of reason not to.
Yeah.
It's not just a one-off. It's usually quite a lot of lies.
Yeah. It's just too hard. They'll say they're like a used car salesman. They'll do anything just to try and get the sale, just to try and get the goal.
Broken promises that break my heart.
Oh, that sounds like a hardcore band. I think that's something that I go to for a gig.
Broken Promise. You would name a band that?
Oh, hey, there's like Bullet for My Valentine. And I Killed the Prom Queen. There's a lot of.
Oh, see, I could see them as song titles.
Yeah.
But not band names.
Band. I don't know. We'll work on it. Hey, anyone into hardcore looking for a band? Vic just gave you a title.
Yep.
You're welcome.
I got copyright over that, so it's going to cost you.
Hey, we've got more. Well, the last bit of Generation Next coming up right after this.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Generation Next. Love it.
4 minutes to wait. It is Generation Next. You're joined tonight by Dil and Vic.
I love it.
You love it?
I love it.
You love it. Thanks so much for sticking around with us on this Monday night. And Steph, a special thank you for you for coming into the show.
My pleasure.
And there will be the podcast up very shortly. Sorry, I have been slack. I've moved and been on holidays and I'm lazy sometimes.
He moved in 32 degree heat, people. Cut him some slack.
Cut me some slack. But hey, stick around because Joy 94.9, you know, we have so many awesome shows like Generation Next, for one example of a great show. But the next one coming up is Worldwide Waves. And we know how much you guys love them. Well, I love them. So, yeah, we're going to move out of here with some presets. Here's the presets in your track, Surrender. Listen to Generation Next on Joy.
See ya, homies.
Bye, guys.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.